Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Details of last week's robbery of Premier Bank in downtown Northfield are highlighted in the criminal complaint filed in Rice County District Court on Friday. Just before noon last Tuesday, two men armed with pistols entered the bank, one waving his gun and telling everyone to get on the floor. There were three employees and a customer inside. An employee was starting to lay on the floor when she was told to get behind the teller line, keep her face down, and not look at him. She was then instructed to get hundreds and not get any funny money. One of the men attempted to restrain the customer with a zip tie. The employee said the thin robber held a gun on her and told her to put the money in a backpack. The two men went out the back door with an undisclosed amount of cash. Officers retrieved surveillance video from a number of local businesses and identified a black four-door Pontiac Grand Prix in the area at the time. The vehicle was seen at about 11:30 and again at 11:53. Through traffic cameras, the State Patrol were able to follow the vehicle to 494 in Portland. Based on information from other agencies and a previous robbery, MPD investigators served search warrants at two Bloomington apartments. They located over $800 in cash, multiple guns with ammunition, a backpack containing zip ties, electronic devices, keys for the Pontiac, and clothing consistent with the video of the robbers and descriptions provided by the bank employees. One suspect, 33-year-old DeAndre Dontel McGowan, is being held on charges of first-degree aggravated robbery and multiple charges of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Bail's been set at $500,000 with conditions. His next court appearance is February 1st. Returning military personnel can go through a lot of emotional and troubling times as they come back from overseas. Sometimes that results in a brush with the law. Rice County, along with 10 other counties in our judicial district, is rolling out a new way to handle cases involving vets. Rice County Attorney John Fossum explains Veterans Court.
Bring in the veterans who can benefit from treatment, from coaching, from other veterans, getting assistance in seeking the benefits that they're entitled to as veterans, which is something they may have been missing out on.
Bossom says there are currently 31 vets on probation in Rice County. This court would allow them to get the services they need and access to benefits they may not realize are out there. He added,
they have a lot of additional issues that may not go well in our regular drug court or regular treatment court. And so having that support of veterans, having that access to VA programming and other assistance.
It's also a chance for counties to be proactive in rehabbing these men and women.
Hopefully we can get them at the beginning of issues so that they don't turn into repeat customers in the court system.
The new Veterans Court will slowly be rolled out in February, with Steele County holding the first cases. And the Northfield Human Rights Commission is holding their annual Martin Luther King celebration tonight at Emmaus Church. The keynote speaker is Anthony Batez, who will be speaking on moral and ethical theology. HRC member Corinne Smith said there will also be three local acts performing.
One of the Northfield youth choirs will be performing. The Black Student Union at Northfield High School, a group of their dancers will be performing. And then also there's a new group in town called the Justice Choir.
The HRC will also recognize the 50-year anniversary of the Northfield Community Action Center. Smith says there's also an open mic opportunity.
Provides people an opportunity to share memories, dreams, experiences, hopes that relate to the message of Dr. King. And that's always a powerful part.
The celebration begins at 7 o'clock and there will be refreshments afterwards. News from around the state is next.